Welcome to MarketScope for January 2000. I'm the Y2K compliant Phil Wayne. Yes, everything still works. As promised, we begin the new year with a new market, Huntsville, Alabama. MarketScope welcomes Tim Hendel. Tim, it's good to hear from you again.
This is Tim Hendel, and I want to give you a MarketScope of Huntsville, Alabama. I think a little background about Huntsville might make this MarketScope more interesting for you. Huntsville is a city of about 180,000 people, most well known for the Marshall Space Flight Center. In fact, Huntsville is known as the Rocket City. Many of the space rockets for our early space program were built here in Huntsville, and indeed our civic center is called the Wernher von Braun Civic Center here in Huntsville. We are about equidistant from Nashville and from Birmingham, Alabama. We're about 100 miles south of Nashville and 100 miles north of Birmingham. Several Nashville and Birmingham stations can be picked up on the AM dial. However, on the FM dial, it seems that Birmingham stations come in much better than Nashville. I can only conclude that there's some kind of a hill between us and Nashville, which cuts down on Nashville stations. We are located in Madison County. Madison County is one of the northern tier of counties of Alabama. Indeed, the northern county line of Madison County is also the state line, and if you cross over, you're in Fayetteville, Tennessee. In this market scope, I plan to feature the stations which are actually in the Huntsville market. In fact, with the exception of one station, all the stations that I feature are in Madison County. There are other stations which provide a fairly listenable signal here in Huntsville, such as WSM in Nashville, and a couple of the 50,000-watt stations from Birmingham, but I don't consider them part of the market. I think most people probably don't listen to those stations, and so this market scope will focus on the stations which actually are in Huntsville. And so the first station we're going to visit is at 7:30 on the dial, WUMP, the UMP. Would it surprise any of you if I told you that's a sports talk station? Well, of course not. Not with a call like that. WUMP, actually licensed to Madison, which is just a suburb of Huntsville. But to talk about WUMP, I have to talk about their sister station, 770 WVNN, the only station we're going to visit that's not actually in Madison County, because they are co-owned, and the first 2 hours of programming, from 6 to 8 in the morning, they broadcast the same program. I don't know why they do that. In any case, the program is called the Fred and Peter Show. I always want to call them Peter and Gordon, which shows my age, I guess. But anyway, Fred and Peter are on in the morning, and they do a talk show format, which really fits in better with WVNN's Rest of the Day talk show. Fred and Peter are the kind of, and these are my own words, angry, conservative, in-your-face, angry young men that we seem to hear all over local talk radio, all the Rush Limbaugh wannabes who are never going to make it. And that's just my opinion. That's not presented as a fact. But anyway, Fred and Peter talk about local and national events. Sometimes they take phone calls, and sometimes they just go on and on with their own ramblings, and I'm not sure whether that's because they don't get any phone calls or they don't want to talk to anyone else. At least one of these guys, and I forget which one, thinks that Boutros Ghali is still Secretary General of the United Nations, even though that's been about 2 or 3 years out of date. And all during their show, they mostly promote WVNN, so poor WUMP doesn't get much of the promos. Anyway, let's listen to some scoped segments of Fred and Peter.
Ground truth.
Well, look, you know, B1 Bob Dornan, former congressman of from Orange County, right?
If he's from California,
yeah. Bob Dornan says, "Look, now that we've committed to this thing, you go in and you let the military guys win it."
Yeah, that won't happen.
Now, they're making call. They're voting on target selection. They're making this big. Civilians are calling the target selection. You know, I thought that's the problem. That's how we got in trouble with Vietnam, and you keep hearing these comparisons to Vietnam. Let the military do what the military's supposed to do and butt out. Say, here's the mission. Here's what we want to accomplish. Now go do it. Not, you know, this anal idea of you know, micromanaging this thing down to the last rocket.
Well, you have to realize, I mean, you know who is running this. It's not the United States of America. It's being run by NATO.
Bureaucrats.
It's I think probably the UN. We don't do anything without Boutros Ghali or whoever's running it these days. Fred and Peter in the morning, Huntsville 770 WVNN. Braves this afternoon, 225 on AM 730 WUMP. The ump and Philadelphia Phillies baseball getting going, and I'm pumped up about that. Love baseball. Fred and Peter in the morning, Huntsville 770 WVNN.
We are the Rush Station. Huntsville 770 WVNN. Athens, Huntsville, Decatur.
WUMP. Madison, Huntsville, Decatur.
Momar finally keeps his word. I'm Ray Steele with First News on Huntsville 770 WVNN.
As I remind you that, in fact, we're still on WUMP. As you'll see when we get to WVNN, they're really pushing that Huntsville 770 thing. But we have to finish with WUMP first. Here's how they dump out of the simulcast at 8 o'clock and go on to their ESPN Sports. Then I'll give you a couple more breaks of WUMP during their sports programming. By the way, WUMP is also the home in Huntsville of the Atlanta Braves.
We are the Rush Station. Huntsville 770 WVNN. Athens, Huntsville, Decatur.
WUMP. Madison, Huntsville, Decatur.
Opening day 1999. Hello, everybody. I'm Michael Gomick, and here's what's happening. Lots of games to preview, but before we do that, we take a look back at last night. Down in Monterrey, Mexico, first time ever Major League Baseball has opened the season south of the border.
Joe from Rhode Island. It's a longtime caller. Joe went, and if he said that he would call every day for 6 months, it was like 3 years, first of all. And they disappeared.
And now, here's Todd right all night on ESPN Radio.
Bad at go.com is the way to email us here at the All Night Network, heard on fine radio stations like the Flying Wasp. If we get that to stick, that would be excellent. ESPN Radio 1000 in Chicagoland. Also, hello to all of you on KNBR, the sports leader. Maybe many of you are just leaving that baseball game.
AM 730, WUMP, Madison, Huntsville, Decatur. Locally owned and operated to serve you. WUMP, The Ump.
Big start for Bell. Hello, I'm Mark Basco. Baltimore beats Tampa Bay 10-7 for the Orioles. Albert Bell, a three-run homer and an RBI single. Detroit over Texas 11-5.
And so it goes on the ump. But it's time for us to move up to that station that you've already had a preview of, 770 WVNN, actually located in Athens, Alabama. In the county to the west of us, that county is called Limestone County. WVNN has an interesting history. They used to be on 730, in fact, where the ump is now, and they used to be WJMW. They were a daytimer and a very small town station. Well, WVNN has done everything it can to shed its small town image, as you'll see as we go along here. And starting at 9 a.m. Central, they have the usual lineup of the stations that often refer to themselves as Hot Talk or some similar name. They call themselves, in fact, the Talk Monster. And they have Gordon Liddy, Rush Limbaugh, Dr. Laura. From 4 to 5 or 4 to 6 or so, they have a local talk host named Mike Church, who kind of follows in the line of Limbaugh and Liddy. Interestingly enough, we cannot pick up WVNN here at night. That's when they really become an Athens station. Their power cut and directional pattern, I guess, make it so that we can't pick them up at night. The signal during the day is a local quality signal, even on a little Walkman. That's why I'm counting them as a Huntsville station. And they carry overnight Art Bell, the very popular Art Bell, which thusly can't be heard in Huntsville on any local station. You would think that if any station might want to apply for a synchronous transmitter on 770, WVNN might want to serve Huntsville at night, but so far they've not done that. What they have done is put their talk signal on the subcarrier of their FM station, WZYP, which we'll cover when we get to the FM. And I can pick it up on my Bruce Elving subcarrier radio For a while, WVNN was actually selling radios with the subcarrier so that you could pick them up at night if you were out of their local area. But I'm not sure how that has gone. I've not heard their advertisement for that for quite a while now. Well, I told you that they pick up with Gordon Liddy at 9, and that Peter and Fred, or Fred and Peter, end at 7, rather at 8. So, you maybe wonder what they're doing between 8 and 9. Well, WVNN between 8 and 9 is broadcasting what is probably the last vestige of its small-town Athens heritage. And these are programs that I would suspect will be taken off as soon as the first hostess, whom you're about to hear, is no longer able to do her program. According to friends who have grown up in this area, the Sick Call program with Mary Romine has been on for maybe at least 30 years, maybe even longer. Well, out of Fred and Peter's talk and before Gordon's talk, very different sort of sound comes over the airwaves of WVNN, and it sounds like this.
With First News, I'm Ray Steele, Huntsville 770 WVNN.
Check out Church, Pike Church, weekdays at 4, Huntsville 770 WVNN.
Huntsville 770 WVNN presents the Sick Call program with Mary Romine and Jay Hudson.
Good morning. Welcome to another Sick Call program this morning. I'd like to dedicate the theme song in memory of the late Bobby Terry. Today would have been Bobby's birthday, so we want to do that. We have three death and funerals, and we'll get into the news after we hear from our sponsor.
Is, but for some reason, most car dealers feel they must yell and scream at you during their commercials. Could be they think you're hard of hearing or maybe just hard-headed. Athens Motors doesn't know if you're hard of hearing and don't care if you're hard-headed. One thing's for sure, we're not going to yell and scream. Heck, Mama and Daddy taught us it's not polite to yell and scream, and we try to do what Mama and Daddy say.
I just had to let you hear a little bit of that commercial with its very local flavor. But notice how WVNN is really trying to get rid of the last of its small-town image. The Swap Shop, which comes up at 8:30 after Mary Romine's Sick Call. Notice the cartoon-like music and fooling around that he tries to do, to kind of liven up, I suppose, as he sees it, this program. Notice also how he answers every single phone call by saying, Huntsville 770, even though the station is technically in Athens, and just about all of the callers to the Swap Shop are from Athens.
Billy's a wealthy dream and always winds up on the beam. Doggy Man!
Hey, critic!
Swap and Shop Boo Boo.
What's that?
It's the below average radio program where people call up and try to get rid of their stuff.
But we don't have any stuff to get rid of, Yoke.
That's right, Boob. But maybe someone's trying to sell an old discarded picnic basket. That way, we can seal like the goodies and put them in a discard thought.
Give us
our old Swap and Shop basket. Yay, yay, yay! Oh, hello, Mr. Swap and Shop?
Yogi!
Hey,
Mr. Ranger, sir?
All right, Yogi. Out, out, out.
Sheesh! Oh, what a grouch.
It's called the rump pump.
Hello, swap and shop. I have a big, fat bear for sale.
Just call me up and we will put you on the air, just like this person, our first caller of the day. Let's head to the telephone. Hi, you're on Huntsville 770 WVNN.
Good morning.
Hi.
This morning I've got a round maple dining room table with three chairs. One chair got broke, so that's the only thing wrong with the table. It's just only got three chairs.
Hi there, you're on Huntsville 770 WVNN.
Well, thank you. I have a couch and chair for sale.
Good morning, you're on Huntsville 770 WVNN.
Yes, I got a Chihuahua puppy for sale.
And I could go on to give you some of the Rush Limbaugh breaks and some of this Mike Church in the afternoon, but I think you get the idea, and we have a lot more stations to cover. So we'll move up the dial to 1000 is WDJL. WDJL is 10,000 watts, and it's a daytimer, but I think because of its power, it might be a station that you could DX at sign-on and sign-off, especially in the winter. During the 3 years that I've been in Huntsville, WDJL's had lots of different formats, including oldies, big bands, and two or three different kinds of black formats. They were all black gospel for a while, and what they do now is black gospel early in the morning, and then they seem to go to more of a black secular format, including what they described as some black oldies. So we'll hear a little bit of their very unceremonious sign-on, and then a little bit of their morning gospel, and then we'll look at what they do during the rest of the day.
It's time to wake up for the Peeve in the House show. Right here, you hear hot gospel, birthdays and anniversaries, thick call, inspiration, and trivia, plus much more, right here with Peeve, and he's in the house on the all-new award-winning Love 1000, the heartbeat of the city. Good morning! Well, good Thursday morning to you. It's going to be a beautiful day. And Peeve is in the house. Let's kick it off this morning with great gospel music. Hey, Genesee Valley, good morning to you. In the Tennessee Valley, that's Esther Smith, and Jesus is just all right with me. Want to say good morning to you, and you got Peeve in the house on this beautiful Thursday. And Love 1000 wants to remind you that on Sunday, April 18th, the Liberty PV Church will be celebrating an annual Men's Day program. Now, the morning services will be conducted by the pastor, Ella Johnny Jones, and the men of Liberty will furnish the song services. The afternoon service will be by the Reverend Horace McGee and the Mount Olive PV Church of Winchester, Tennessee. And of course, dinner will be served following the program. The public is invited to attend, and that's a public service announcement from your friends right here at Love 1000, the heartbeat of the city, where Pete is in the house. Good morning! In the Tennessee Valley, the McDonald sisters, I tell you what, like that one. Hey, want to say good morning to Annie Ruth down there in Athens, Alabama. Oh, yeah, she up, I up, we all are up. And also want to wish Faye Petty a happy 35th birthday. That's right, belated. Hey, Faye, happy birthday. Also want to say good morning to Beatrice, Joanne, and everybody that's calling in this morning right here at Love 1000, the heartbeat of the city. And we want want to remind you that the Orange Chapel Missionary Baptist Church, located at 2520 Hampton Road, is hosting a marriage workshop, The Biblical View, on April the 17th from 9 o'clock until 12 noon. Now, this is the sixth series of the workshop presented by Reverend Robert J. Brown, Jr., and it'll focus on the nature of marriage. Marriage and single persons are encouraged to attend, and a communal breakfast will be provided also. Now, if you need more information, contact the church at 851-0702. That's 851-0702. A public service brought to you by radio station WDJL. Good morning.
Let's take a trip back into time with this gospel hit.
Do you love Jesus? Oh, 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 oh.
Yo, my name is Chris Allen. Hey, I made a switch to Love 1000 with Peeves in the house.
Oh, I like that, Chris. Thank you. Hey, 645. Coming up next, you got the format everybody's talking about, Solid Gold Soul, where you'll be able to hear the Shamites, also Dale Hall and John Oates, and that's right, you got it, Betty Rice. You keep it right here and lock it in on 10. Lord's willing, we'll be back with you in the morning, same time, same station. And Tennessee Valley, no matter what you think of Peeve, I don't care, but it's one thing that Peeve knows, and that's Tennessee Valley. I love ya. See you in the morning. Bye-bye.
WDJL, Huntsville.
That's Classic Cool and the Gang. Oh, come on and take my heart. I won't mind. This is David Jackson with you. We got more of your favorites. Solid Gold Soul coming up for the next 4 hours together. DeBarge plus the blues set with Denise LaSalle and Little Milton.
And what kind of an excuse for a sign-off is this?
To WDJL, Huntsville, Love 1000, home of the classic hits.
Hello? I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Riding on the Freeway of Love 1000, WDJL.
Would the last person out of the station kindly remember to close the windows and shut the door?
That's our market scope for another month. Next time around, we will join Tim Hendel again as we tune up the AM dial in the Deep South. Now here's where Market Scope needs your help. In April, we want to make the 15th anniversary issue really special. We're asking members to submit recordings of the most entertaining radio station in your market. If you like, you may even voice your commentary regarding these stations. Send your tapes to me, Phil Wayne, at 135 and a half Midland Avenue, Findlay, Ohio, 45840, so that they arrive by March 10th. With your help, the April Market Scope will really be great. And now, as you might expect, here's Musings of the Members.
Hello, fellow DXers. This is Wayne Ryan in Brantford, Ontario, with quite a bit of news for you this time. In Montreal, on 940, there's a new station coming on. It's going to be all news all the time, CKMN, owned by Metro Media. There'll be news 24 hours a day. And there's a French station going on there on 690. I just noticed last night. The one on 940 will go live December the 14th. WKAT, Allentown, Pennsylvania, 1470 has been putting in a very nice signal here. I've been catching that. CKRZ, 100.3 in Oshawa, Ontario, finally has their transmitter repair finally all done. And also, there were some stations trying to get the 102 FM frequency up here, one in Tillsonburg, Ontario, one in London, Ontario. Both were denied. And the Chum Group in Toronto is getting it, and we'll be putting a new station on there. And in the daytime, it's been very good up here. I've been getting WSM in Nashville almost every day for a couple of months now, and some of the Chicago stations are coming in here in the daytime very nicely too, WGN, WBBM, WMAQ. I'm getting WLW Cincinnati every day.
Hello, Fred and DXers. This is the one and only Victor Schmidt speaking to you from the Schmidt House in downtown Silver Spring, Maryland. Today is November 30th. I got my audio service tape yesterday, Fred. No problems with the post office so far. Also, I would like to tell people that I'm hearing two stations now, one at 690 in French, and at 940 I'm hearing the English. Apparently, there's going to be an all-new station in Montreal, and the startup date, according to what I'm hearing on 940, will be December the 14th. I also have a question. Does anyone know what happened to Dr. Demento? Is he still on the air? Is he still doing programs? Somebody told me yesterday that he died. Is this true? Does anybody know?
Hello, my fellow DX. This is Wayne Ryan in Brantford, Ontario, reporting what I think was a great catch. This past Saturday, the last Saturday in November, on 550, I picked up WDUN St. Ives, Georgia. I was listening to a football broadcast on WGR in Buffalo, and when they changed pattern, here came the station in Georgia with the Georgia-Georgia Tech game, and I really thought that was a terrific catch. I'm also happy to report that Ramblin' Lou's station, WXRL, in Lancaster, New York, which is a great country music station, is getting an increase in power to 5,000 watts.
This is Tim Hendel in Huntsville, Alabama. There were two call letter changes for Birmingham mentioned by Jerry Starr in December, and I want to tell you about the format changes that go along with those call letter changes. 1260 WDJC was religion, a combination of religious programming and what could be called right-wing Christian talk. It is now WLGS. They call it Legends, and it's kind of a music of your life format, but the DJs seem to be local, although, of course, nowadays that can be deceiving. 850 was WMKI, Radio Disney. They have now the call letters WYDE, which is an old call they had before. However, they seem to have the programming that was formerly on WDJC, at least some of it, because I heard a commercial which was obviously cut back when it was WDJC and had the old WDJC call letters.
Give us your thoughts about what's happening in your area. Call the Musings line at 419-224-1609, 24 hours a day. Keep your ears open, and when you hear something that's important for everyone to know, call us.
From the National Radio Club, this is the DX Audio Service.
In on our CPC test calendar, KSTN 1420 in Stockton, California, we'll test on January 1st from 0300 to an undetermined time. Keep in mind that KSTN is in California and that the time I'm giving you is an Eastern Standard Time. WFIF 1500 in Milford, Connecticut will test on January the 4th from 0030 to 0045 Eastern Standard Time. No programming details are available at this time. WILM 1450 in Wilmington, Delaware will test on January the 30th from 0100 to 0300 Eastern Standard Time. The test will include a combination of tones, sirens, and unique music, all correlated to specific times, and will run during the test time except for a brief period after the top of each hour. A special Millennium QSL, which will be seen in the January 2000 edition of PopCom, will be issued. Prepaid phone calls to area code 302 1-866-656-8134 will be accepted, and reception reports with a self-addressed stamped envelope are preferred and may be directed to Alan Ludell, spelled L-O-U-D-E-L-L, Program Director. And this test was arranged for the National Radio Club CPC by National Radio Club member Alan Ludell.
And now I got a few Continental Basketball Association stations to pass along. The Connecticut Pride out of Hartford on 1410 WPOP. The Fort Wayne, Indiana Fury on 1380 WHWD, which I believe has changed calls since this in the past couple of weeks to, I believe that's WONO. The Idaho Stampede out of Boise on 670 KBOI. And the Yakima Sun Kings in English on 980 KJOX, and up the dial a little bit on Spanish 1020 KYXE. Here are the announcers for the NBA that I've dug up and forgot last time. Atlanta Hawks on WSB 750, Steve Holman. Boston Celtics 850 WEEI with Howard David and Cedric Maxwell. Charlotte Hornets 1110 WBT, Bob Licht, Mike Jaminski, Gil McGregor, and Gary Valancourt. The Chicago Bulls 1000 WMVP Neil Funk and John Paxson. Cleveland Cavaliers 1100 WTAM Joe Tate. Dallas Mavericks 570 KLIF Matt Pinto and Brad Davis. Denver 950 KKFN Jerry Schemmel. Detroit 950 WWJ George Blaha, Larry Henry, and Vinnie Johnson. Golden State 680 KNBR Tim Roy. Houston Rockets 950 KPRC in English Gene Peterson, Jim Foley, and Jeff Hagedorn. And 920 Spanish KYST with Adrian Chavaria. Indiana Pacers 1070 WIBC Mark Boyle and Bob Leonard. LA Clippers 1150 KXTA with Ralph Lawler and Michael Smith. The LA Lakers 570 KLIC Chick Hearn and Stu Lance. Miami Heat 610 WIOD Mike Inglis and N. Pickney, and I believe in Spanish on 830 WACC. Milwaukee Bucks 620 WTMJ Ted Davis. Minnesota Timberwolves 1130 KFAN Chad Hartman and Jim Peterson. New Jersey Nets 710 WOR Bob Papa and Albert King. New York Knicks 660 WFAN Marv Albert, Lou Johnson, I believe that is, and John Andrew Vries. Orlando 580 WDBO Dennis Newman and Jeff Turner. Philadelphia 610 WIP Tom McGinnis. Phoenix in English, 620 KTAR, Al McCoy, Keith Erickson, Spanish 1480 KPHX, Fred Morales, Paul Eckert, Portland, 1190 KEX, Bryce and Brian Wheeler, Sacramento, 1140 KHTK, Gary Gerold, San Antonio, 1200 WOAI in English, Jay Howard, Spanish 1350 KCOR, Paul Castro, Seattle 950 KJR, Kevin Calabra, Toronto 590 CJCL, Chuck Swirsky, Jack Armstrong, Utah 1320 KFNZ, Ron Hunley, Ron Boone, Vancouver 980 CKNW, Dan Poyer, and Jay Triano. Finally, Washington 980 WTEM, Dave Johnson. Okay, that's plenty. Have enjoyed the new year, all the football and the basketball and the hockey, and I'll see you in February. Take care, friends.
Internet gives Boulder Station a bigger voice. By Dusty Saunders. In this era of conglomerated radio, it would be easy to dismiss KWAB AM 1490 as a voice crying in the broadcast wilderness. KWAB, formerly KBOL and KBVI, is a 1,000-watt station licensed to the Boulder Valley area. Hardly a challenge for Denver radio monopolies like Clear Channel Broadcasting, which operates 50,000-watt KOA alongside KHOW and KTLK on the AM radio dial. Yet the voice of KWAB, owned by Working Asset Broadcasting, is getting stronger, thanks in part to the fast-growing world of Internet broadcasting. On the air since October 1st, KWAB, during a recent week, got nearly 60,000 hits from Internet users around the country who downloaded to get the audio feed on www.workingassetradio.com. KWAB is an intriguing radio station from several perspectives. It answers at least two whatever happened to broadcast questions. Gary Tesler, former talk show host on KOA and KNUS, can be heard from noon until 3 p.m. weekdays, while Mike Flanagan, most recently on Colorado Public Radio, KCFR-FM, hosts a 3 to 7 p.m. show. KWAB's aim is to offer, quote, alternative talk and discussion, unquote, aimed at listeners who contend Denver radio is overpopulated with conservative voices like Rush Limbaugh and Mike Rosen. Our station is designed to provide a more liberal perspective about what is happening in the country and around the world, says General Manager Chuck Lawton, former National Sales Manager for Tribune Broadcasting in Denver. For example, KWAB provided a full discussion about the recent contentious World Trade Organization meeting in Seattle, including numerous on-site reports. We're not only interested in the political scene, per se, but with the issues dealing with science and the environment, Lawton says. I think there's room in local radio and on the Internet for stations which offer more progressive, thoughtful, and responsible broadcasting instead of the in-your-face style that is so prevalent in Denver radio and around the country. Internet radio is a platform for such change. Lawton also believes the timing is right for a liberal radio voice with the 2000 national election on the horizon. Long-range plans of working assets, best known for long-distance, credit card, and internet services, include setting up a Western mini-network with outlets in Northern California and Washington. In addition to Tesler and Flanagan, KWAB offers Lori Howell, known for the Green Scene, a syndicated environmental show, from 6 until 10 a.m. Jim Hightower, syndicated talker from Texas from 10 a.m. to noon, and Glenn Kellich, a university lecturer, from 7 until 9 p.m. World music fills in overnight. KWAB features local news roundups by Leslie Greer, former Chancellor AM-FM broadcaster with CNN Radio News, providing national and international coverage. Perhaps our most current popular program is Flanagan's Afternoon Drive Show, Lawton says. Our surveys show Boulder area residents commuting from Denver have latched on to Flanagan's talk style. While much of KWAB's future rests with the power of the Internet, the station has taken steps to widen its AM broadcasting scope by cleaning up its signal and improving its transmitter site. Our signal reach is much better, thanks to the upgrading of our equipment, Lawton says. KWAB's AM reach goes north to Fort Collins, west to the foothills, and east past the Interstate 25 corridor. The station's southern range extends into Broomfield, Arvada, and parts of Wheat Ridge, Lakewood, and North Denver. KWAB sounds extremely professional. The station has its act together. A lot of broadcasters are interested in our programming and our internet work, Lawton says. We're part of a new broadcasting world whereby a local station can have an impact nationally and globally. And that story was from Dusty Saunders, co-hosts the KHOW radio media show from 10 a.m. to noon on Sundays.
And hello, DX Audio Service members. Ken Beck here in the sports department in January 2000, the final year of the century. And I've got an article for you that I hope you'll enjoy. This came back in September the 7th, and I hope you will enjoy it. From Tim Cronin, Sports Vision columnist in the Daily Southtown. He writes very good columns from time to time, and I thought this was special, and I thought I'd wait till wintertime when things were a little bit more quiet. I didn't have any major radio networks to get in. From Humble Beginnings, ESPN. Sports maniacs have him to thank. Sports widows have him to blame. Chris Berman ought to kiss his feet. The man in question is Bill Rasmussen, an Oakland, Illinois native who 2 decades ago came up with what logical thinkers would have called a harebrained scheme. In 1978, Rasmussen was trying to put together a network of cable systems in Connecticut to carry UConn basketball and Hartford Whalers hockey. The tough part was making the connection from cable system to cable system until he realized the satellite could do it. He called RCA Satellite Division and asked if he could reach the whole state via one of RCA satellites. The guy at RCA said he could reach the whole country, and ESPN was born. That's the short story, at least, of the birth of the little cable network located in the backwater of Bristol, Connecticut, that was dreamed up by Rasmussen, midwife by money from Getty Oil, and eventually bought by ABC. The little cable network, incidentally, that the brass at Walt Disney Company believed was Cap City ABC's most valuable asset when Disney swallowed that company whole in 1996. The executives were right. Rasmussen's baby, which took to the air 20 years ago, September the 7th at 6 p.m., thus the starting time for the network's three-hour anniversary show, which came that night, has come a long way from the early days. Back then, the show went on the air from an unfinished studio, the control room, a just-completed mobile unit sitting in an unpaved parking lot that skunks would occasionally wander into. On the air, things were just as haphazard. Cues would be missed, the picture or sound would disappear, sometimes a program would be thrown on just because it arrived in the mail. That's how Australian Rules Football, an ESPN staple in the 80s, originally hit the air. This was the real harebrained part of the deal. Aside from the national rights to NCAA sports bracket, which required cable systems to black out ESPN if the game was being carried by a local station bracket, and college football, only on tape delay, ESPN had next to no programming. USA Networks had deals with the NBA, NHL, and Major League Baseball, plus a boxing show. ESPN had nothing. Aside from the table tennis match of the week, that is, and slow-pitch softball, and a few NHL games, the rights bought not from the league, but from the individual teams, thanks to a loophole in the USA's deal. And something called SportsCenter, which was the first program telecast on Friday, September 7th of 79, and from the start has been the network's franchise player. SportsCenter, anchored on the first night by George Grandy and NBC refugee Lee Leonard, soon became the place to turn to for sports news, and as cable grew to reach most American homes in the early 80s, forced local stations to put up satellite dishes to grab the same highlights that ESPN was showing, and since June of 80, CNN. Rasmussen, incidentally, wanted to call it SPN, but those initials were already taken by Satellite Program Network, a long-folded operation. With the power of the brand name, there's no way Disney would drop the E now. Today, what is formerly known until the mid-80s as the Entertainment and Sports Programming Network is smooth as silk and a behemoth with four, soon to be six, cable networks, a radio network anchored by Chicago's WMVP AM 1000 Chicago, a popular internet site, an international TV operation that spans the globe, and an 800,000 circulation magazine that has grown so quickly, Times Mirror has put the sporting news on the sale block. There is also a chain of ESPN Zone restaurants that resemble sports bars on steroids, and sundry smaller spin-off products ranging from CDs to sweatshirts. It didn't make any money for the 5 or 6 years, and acceptance at the start by the cable industry was so tentative, ESPN paid systems to carry it rather than the other way around. But once the break-even point was reached, it became a cash cow. Live college football came in 1984 after the Supreme Court struck down the NCAA's TV monopoly. The NFL arrived in 1987. By then, so had ESPN. Berman, one of the first employees, is still there. He started as co-anchor of the late-night sports center with Tom Meese, a broadcast that, in the first year, literally signed the network off on weeknights. Like HBO in that era, it would come back on the late afternoon, Monday through Friday. At first, we didn't have a whole lot of video, which is not a good thing in TV, said Berman. But Tom Meese, God rest his soul, and I really clicked, and we had a great time. In fact, those remain my fondest memories. That was my training ground. Besides, it sure beat making $23 a day as a sports anchor at WVIT-TV in Hartford. Berman, a 24-year-old local boy, made good as the network made good. Meese also became known as the network's hockey guru, and Bob Lay, another early hire who was outfitted with the signature red blazer that Getty Oil insisted on, was and is their issue-oriented maven, anchor, that is, as well as a soccer maven. It was Lay, breaking into ESPN's regular programming from the parking lot of Candlestick Park, who scooped the world with the first news and pictures of the 1989 World Series earthquake. Berman, the nickname King, became the network's first personality, followed closely by Dick Vitale. It was college basketball, specifically the NCAA tournament, that brought the first great attention to ESPN. The best part of the deal with the NCAA was national rights to all early-round games produced by NCAA Productions, which was every game not seen by NBC. ESPN would produce a wraparound show and go from game to game all day and all night, even as local stations carried, say, the first round DePaul game in Chicago. Then ESPN would replay every game overnight and into the next morning. It was hoops heaven and contributed greatly to the growth and the interest of March Madness. CBS finally bought the rights to the whole tournament to steal ESPN's thunder. In March of 1980, ESPN carried 23 tournament games, most of them live. The following month, after convincing the NFL it was serious, ESPN carried the NFL draft live at 7 a.m. on a Tuesday. The draft? That harebrained scheme was in the best tradition of Rasmussen, who left the network soon after it was launched. But broadcasting the draft and finding an audience reproved Rune Arledge's belief, bracket, when he created Wide World of Sports in 1961, bracket, that compelling programming, will presented well, will draw a crowd no matter how unusual. Thus the X Games, ESPN's wacky sports Olympics. Thus about half the programming on ESPN2. Thus the purchase of Classic Sports Network in 1987, where the past is always present. Thus, in the best tradition of serious documentaries, Sports Century, the week-by-week review of the top 50 North American athletes and associated shows complementing it. The series, hosted by Dan Patrick, is a treasure trove of highlights, unknown anecdotes, and rare interviews, and likely will be rerun a classic forever. Who's number one? Either Muhammad Ali, Babe Ruth, or Michael Jordan. Somebody, perhaps CNN founder Ted Turner, would have dreamed up a full-time, nationally cable sports network eventually. Maybe USA would have gone to all sports. But Rasmussen, now retired living in Florida, had the idea first, grabbing the satellite slot and convincing Getty Oil to pour the money in to prime the pump. The never-ending game was on.
Mark your calendars for the 13th annual Winter SWL Festival, to be held March the 10th through the 12th at the usual Holiday Inn in Culpsville, Pennsylvania. It's now sponsored by the fine shortwave organization NASWA, NASWA. We'll have more info on a future edition here, but if you can't wait, you can write for more information to SWL Winterfest, Post Office Box 4153, Clifton Park, that's Clifton Park, New York, 12065. And that just about does it for this edition of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. Just before we get out of here, just a quick mention that if your tape is defective in any way, please send it back to me immediately. I don't care if it's side 2's blank or it's distorted or maybe your cassette machine ate it or even maybe your dog ate it. Just send the tape back to us and it's replaced at absolutely no charge. Recently, a member asked if he can just have a new one sent out. Yeah, we can send out a new tape. If you call or write and say you need a replacement tape but don't send back your old tape, what we have to do is we have to take a month off your DX audio service because we have to pay for those tapes somehow. So please, if you have a defective tape, the quickest way to get it replaced is just to put it into a mailer, send it back to us, and say, replace this tape, and it will be replaced at absolutely no charge. Those of you who live in the United States probably notice that your mailers are a little bit different. We've decided to go with the padded mailers to try to alleviate a lot of the breakage and the losses that we've had through the postal system. And also the label is a little bit different. However, I'm not too happy with the way the labels came out. We're going to see if we can correct that on the February edition. But hopefully this will take care of a lot of our problems with the mailing. Yeah, I'd like to thank Jerry Starr, John Bowker, Bruce Conti, Phil Wayne, Mark Durenberger, Ken Honestchuck, and the many others who have contributed to this edition. If you like what you hear, tell a friend, please. If not, tell me. I'm Fred Vobey, spelled V-O-B-B-E at 706 McKenzie Drive, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. You can contact me at area code 419-228-4199 or fax 419-221-1609. And if you're on the internet, you can send me email at fredv, that's F-R-E-D-V, at nrcdxas.org. On the web, we're at www.nrcdxas.org. And if you'd like to become a member of the DX Audio Service and live in the United States of America, the cost is $25. To members in Canada, the subscription rate is $28. To Mexico and the Caribbean, it's $32. And to Europe and elsewhere, it's $38. Those prices are also the renewal rates. Tapes are sent via first-class mail, and you keep the cassettes. Make your check payable to the National Radio Club Incorporated and send it to me at the address I just mentioned. For all the editors and the members, we'll see you in 30 days with more DX stuff. Listen, DX, and support the radio hobby. It's great to listen to.
WSAI 1360.